This is Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hi.
Formulation Chemist with Colonial Chemical, and we're talking about formulation number 2062, and this is our sulfate-free, amide-free, betaine-free bath and shower gel. So it's more of a liquid gel texture, and it's very high foaming, high viscosity, no Prop 65 compliant issues, and it is also cold blend.
Yeah, this is an easy one to put together. Like you said, cold mixable. It's more of an economical option for a sulfate-free formula. It's using the Colonial AOS 40. That's the sodium C1416 olefin sulfonate. And we are using the UP version here, unpreserved, so that the formulator can have more flexibility choosing their own preservative. And then we're combining that with our Colateric CBS to build up viscosity, stabilize the foam. And then we're using a Colateric HBS also. This is where you might have otherwise put an amide in there, but it has a better health and safety profile with the HBS. It's mild and it doesn't have the Prop 65 warning that you would get with a DEA amide. And just like with an amide, you can use less salt to reach higher viscosities. And in a more economical formula like this, the salt is a great way to inexpensively boost viscosity.
And our Colateric HBS is the hemp seed imidapropyl hydroxysultane, and it gives you that hemp seed oil claim. It's a sustainable non-palm option, and then of course there's no CBD or THC in it or anything like that.
You're safe.
If you want kind of like that hemp seed oil claim on the bottle.
Claims.
Yeah. It's very neat. And then it also gives it more of like a creamy feel than some of the other sultanes.
Yeah, I think so. A little more luxurious feel to the formula. It's not meant to be used the same way some of our other sultanes are. It's the other sultanes have better foam than this one. This one's more meant to be used at a few percent to boost up the viscosity. But you do get decent foam on here, especially for, you know, a sulfate-free formula. And then it rinses off easily, and it has a nice afterfeel. Your skin is soft, not draggy or tight feeling.
And then this one, we used a new fragrance that you picked out. It's the Alps Mist fragrance.
I really like that one.
from Orchidia. Yeah, it's very nice. But is the formulation fragrance? So could you, like, if you really wanted to jack up the fragrance, could you? Or would it crumble? You know what I'm saying?
I think this system would be pretty tolerant of fragrances. I mean, you can have some control over your viscosity there. If the fragrance was affecting your viscosity, you can adjust your level of salt as well as, you know, your amphoteric or your primary, whatever it needs. But yeah, I think that you could go up on the fragrance if you want, switching it out. I don't think you would run into too many issues. But fragrance is just so – they're all so different. It depends.
And this is our bath and shower gel. It is sulfate-free, amide-free, betaine-free. It is cold blend, no heating required. It is formulation number 2062, and it is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.